Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the future, Life Success Radio. Let's get ready, let's get serious, and have a real conversation. I am Haleem the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem, your host and moderator. Our sponsor is Reality Books, publisher of the classic book, Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution, that's authored by his senior great-grandson, Professor Marshall Washington Cavendish Musa Abui. He is the founder of and CEO of Reality Books, and we have been privileged to be a part of his work in helping us get launched here at Life Success Radio. So before we begin, I'd like to invite you to join me in prayer. I'm going to say in Arabic and English a prayer, which is really one of the most repeated prayers in the Holy Quran book. So I'm going to say it in Arabic, and then I'll say it in English. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim Siratal Ladzina An'amta Alayhim Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdallin. The translations from Arabic that I just recited from memory in my heart, words in English, I'll say them. We, or I, seek refuge with God, Allah, with the name of Allah, God. Praise be to Allah, God, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom you have blessed to be blessed with thy grace. Those whose life success is not wrath, and who go not astray in service and duty to you, let it be so. That says, like, amen, let it be so. Ameen. Same thing in terms of just understanding. So here we go. I am Haleem Mustafa. I'm Dr. Haleem Mustafa, a social engineer psychologist, On the show, I advertise and present myself as Haleem the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem. And there's a lot of things that we're doing, and just ride with us in this starship called the Enterprise of Success, and you too will be blessed. Tonight's topic is based upon some things that I've been going through in the last year that really brought me to a full understanding of this reality world that we live in. So here's the topic for tonight. It is God's world seems unbelievable until you live the faith and it becomes reality in you. That's the topic, right? God's world seems unbelievable until you live the faith and it becomes reality in you. Now, there are some things that I will share. How we say this? Okay, let me start from what happened the other day. I was coming from downtown, and there was this Hispanic gentleman on a bike sitting waiting for the bus. And so, we never know who we're going to run into, and we never know who is an angel in disguise. And sometimes with me, when I talk to people, I'm talking to angels that have been sent to help guide me and will help guide you. It's just a perception of your consciousness. And we call that 314. And we call that pi r square. We call that the Ankh, the A-N-K-H. We call it the Kaaba, the Kaaba in Mecca. And we also go by the radius of the pyramid, which the circle embodies it so perfectly, it's 3.14. So that's all the connection to your mental spaceship that you can use to go travel the universe, right? So just imagine this. Imagine you had, say, a dollar bill, and you look at the dollar, you see the pyramid. Now, the eye at the top of the pyramid, for all intents and purposes, we have put the logo of the Modern Day Achievers there at the top. So Modern Day Achievers, be reality now. Live what you teach, right? Live what you teach, right? And we have, as a result, we have these five what we call movements to independence that we utilize to help you, young people, realize your reality of life as you define it. Now, you have some say-so, a little bit, okay, but not really all, because destination has really got you by the nose. It's going to take you where you're supposed to go, even though you may want to go somewhere else. So you have to be, well, that's only if you're faithful. A person of faith, they have that perception, and they actually know that, you know, ask some of your elders, your grandmother, your grandfather, some of the OGs, elders, they have a more spiritual relationship with God than a lot of young people today. But we're hoping that the Modern Day Achievers will give young people an upper edge in the spiritual realms, where they too can access the 314, they too can access the pi r square, they too can mental travel through the atmosphere of thoughts and ideas to reach their dreams of success. Because you have imagination, and that is your key to traveling. The imagination is your key to travel in the universe, in the galaxy, and anywhere else there's a thought to be hidden. You can go there and discover it and bring it back in your writing and document it, and share it with some friends who've got insight. Share it with me. Call me. Right? Call me. I'll give you my number right now. 650-921-5131. My number is 650-921-5131. And I want to say now that our sponsor is Reality Books, publisher of the book Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution. And I want to say that book certainly is not a book of just historical notes. but more so a blueprint of future growth that was intended from the great from the great Dr. Booker T. Washington's intention was to help people out of slavery figure out how to be productive, so we would never have to go back to being slaves again. A very painful thought, if you ever, you know, kind of thought about what the slaves had to do all day. They had to work all day, and they had to work on little food. They had to work on no money. They had to work on family pains, being separated. They had to work on all kind of things that today would the average person wouldn't be able to make it. But being blessed to be blessed, the slaves were able to go through, and these are my ancestors, so I'm saying slaves in the sense that we all are slaves to God. It's just a matter of we're going to do it willingly or unwillingly. And for me, I'm a willing slave to God. I'm a willing servant to God. And I would hope you at one day will be, once you start to understand this idea of being a service to God and carrying the, what they say is carrying your sword, carrying your, it says carrying your, it's like you carrying your mission on your shoulder, and everything you do, you live it. You don't just talk about it, because that's the problem. People just talking, and then they're not walking the talk. And what happens, you, young people, get misguided to think that they are people that are honest, and they just are tricking you to follow them to your bank and take your money out of your bank and take your money out of your mind, steal ideas from your mind, and leave you behind, and never, ever, you know, think it's a crime to intellectually rape a human being, right? Well, let's go a bit further. So under what I share with you as the we call the modern day achievers, be reality now, live what you teach. Okay, 314 Pi R Square, five movements to independence. So here's number one, education. I'm going to sequence them first, and I'll go back and explain it. Education, politics, religion, economics, right? So there's this great saying by the Dr. Booker T. Washington. Famously, he said, at the bottom of education, at the bottom of politics, at the bottom of religion, there must be, for black folks, economic self-sufficiency. Now, and then there's a, something that, you know, I kind of looked at myself, some thoughts. I put some thoughts on here. You know, we got the right to do that as long as we, you know, be public with it and tell people. Don't act like, you know, well, I didn't do it. No. If God gives you insight. Use your foresight and use your hindsight. So use all those sights. Use your 314. So here goes. Education. No reality. Study creation. So to get education, you know reality by studying creation. And that's what school is for. So we encourage you to go to school and study creation, not just in school, but when you get out of school. Talk to the universe. Talk to the clouds. Talk to the sky. Talk to the rain. Talk to the thunderstorm. Talk to the ants. Talk to the bees. Talk to everything that's out there that's serving its job to humanity, or more better yet, to creation. So no reality, study creation, politics, all right? Vote reality, help your team. And vote reality, help your team, together everyone achieves more. Now what we're saying there, unfortunately here in this country, black people are still under a slavery mandate that we don't really have our voting rights as American citizens without every, periodically, maybe every 20 years or so, having to go back through the idea of the Voting Rights Act that was initially passed by President Lyndon B. Johnson. He actually took over when the great president that I love personally, John F. Kennedy, and in struggling, Lyndon B. Johnson, he actually had discussions with Dr. Martin Luther King and a whole lot of people who were concerned with the Voting Rights Act. Black people being treated unfairly. You know, it's really weird when you look at that. Give different tests that would say, you know, stupid things to determine if you had a brain to answer questions that were not even related to, you know, where you live and what's your politics and stuff like that. But people are screening black people out on very petty, minuscule things that they themselves didn't know because they were ignorant. And so the ignorant trying to teach the I won't say black people ignorant, but we were like, we were labeled as ignorant, but we weren't ignorant. We were just like laying idle because we knew that the ignorant people that was running this country were really ignorant and stupid to the point that they would kill us if we even act like we knew more than them. Okay? So don't worry about that now. That's over. We can act like we want to be. We can be who we are. And that's the thing today. Young people, you got to realize it. Right? So here goes the other. We talked about religion. So religion, because we have to have spirituality, we got to know the seen and unseen life forces. So in religion, it's not just religion for like politics like people do today. They wear the religion on their sleeve like it's a badge of honor. Now, see, religion to me is politics. I don't like politics, but I understand politics is used for certain things to strategically position yourself to have a victory in certain issues that might be affecting your community, your family, whatever the situation is really close in terms of personal. You have to recognize that. Politics is personal, and it becomes like religion becomes very political. And so I say rather than be political, I'll be spiritual, and we'll call it spirituality or spiritual reality, which you will have to know the unseen and the seen. And that's something in life you'll come to understand as you go through this beautiful, beautiful life experience. It's a journey home back to your maker, right? So economics for self-sufficiency, we say that wealth building, what we say is wealth building in the idea for abundance. So wealth building for abundance is what economics is. So let me say what wealth building for abundance is not saying actually money, money, money. It's saying the abundance of everything. Wealth abundance, right? Wealth building for abundance. So everything here is for your utility. You don't have to limit yourself to just making trades of trinkets of gold for money from people who made some paper. They print it up and says, you give me your gold, I'll give you my paper. And pretty soon the gold continues to rise as it's tied to the economies of the world. And your paper starts to decay. It starts to tear up. It starts to lose what was the appeal as the silver certificated and gold certificated paper bills. And now the people who have fooled you once again, they hold the gold and you hold the paper, which is worthless, trust me. But in really serious times, countries want the gold, the minerals, the cobalt, as opposed to the paper certificates that say you own this mountain of gold, you own this whatever cobalt and other minerals and so forth as the earth yields forth. You have to understand, people have played the game so long, they know how to play it so smoothly that they get you to buy these certificates and you think you're rich, but you're not, because it's just a paper tiger that when they decide to pull the tiger and throw him in the water and flush him out the toilet, they'll have your gold unless you're wise and smart and get the gold in advance when you pay your money. Say, I want my gold now. I don't want to wait till this. Give me my money right now. You keep the certificate. I don't necessarily need a certificate. Just give me the gold. That certificate, that's me. Got it? Right. And, then, of course, we have number five. Now, this is like something that I kind of put in myself. Now, the four areas I read above were Dr. Booker Washington had laid that out in his historical example lessons to the ex-slaves who were families that were like coming out of slavery and just people who just really not knowing how to make progress and how to do things independently. He actually set the Tuskegee University Institute up to actually provide that service, which it did, and it has, and it still today does it. But there's still some things that we haven't really, really, really done. But, you got to start somewhere. And for me, it's starting in the head, mind, and soul of you young people. So you young people, you take the lead. You show old people like me, who is 63, that you can lead, and I'll get a sit on the side and get a rocking chair, okay? Now, if you prove that you can't lead, I'm going to have to come out of retirement in my rocking chair and my crippled legs and my staggering walk because, you know, I'm like almost handicapped, but I still got enough in me to whoop the devil. See, I know the devil. But, oh, let me tell you about that. Before I finish the idea of the fifth movement, the fifth level. Well, not the fifth level of what I understand as Pi R Square or the journey travel. This is just the fifth in terms of this particular education, politics, religion, economics, and purpose, right? Lived is reality. Find it in a shining star. So that's really number five that I was going to reference. I'll talk about that more. Okay, so this morning, I had this young person that I was working to help. And the person, he had some psychotic episodes. But I knew he was not all there, you know. And you want to, you know, you really got to make sure the people that you deal with that they're really there, and they know how to handle failure, they know how to handle success, they know how to handle organizational discussions, they know how to handle pressure, whatever life offers. But this person, unfortunately, kind of really surprised me today because there was another episode that I had given like maybe four or five chances for this person. They come through, and I won't mention names, but the experience I'm going to talk about. So in any event, you know, we had a funder that I was talking to the other day, and a legacy funder with a company big in Texas here, and I asked this person, I said, would you please get their email and the phone number, and the person I left out because, I thought that he was I'm not sure, but it's a male, so now, you know. I asked him to take the email down and then give it to me when I come back. And whatever he took down, he didn't write it accurately enough, and it was the wrong email address eventually because it got returned every time I tried to send it off this letter. So that was like really perplexing for me that this person that I thought was focused was not really focused at all. And so what happened? There's been other things that kind of showed me that he was a loser, but I don't call him a loser. I just say that he's just like a stumbling kid that's just looking to find his way, like a baby on diapers or sucking a bottle and, you know, learning how to walk and suck a bottle. That's kind of difficult for a baby, but the baby eventually learns. So I was thinking that, you know, he was going to be ready for a point of leadership where I would be able to put him in position, but he proved to me that he was not all there. So when I asked him yesterday, to don't call me any longer because right now you've proven to me that you don't have my interests at heart and me trying to help you as a young person. You are not helping me help you, so I can't help you. So get away, because if I can't help you, I don't want you around me because you're just sitting down and whatever you're fantasizing about, I believe in everything I'm saying. I'm doing it for the purpose of helping you. But if you're not helping me to help you, then I don't need you to be around to help you help me. I don't understand that one. So I told him to go. And said, anyway, this morning I'm sitting down. And he came over to me, and I told him never approach me and stuff, ever. Because when I separate from anything, I separate totally. I don't play in the middle and just hope there'll be a possibility. No, it's over, it's over. Like a girlfriend you have, and you keep running back to a girlfriend if she didn't tell you, or a boyfriend if she didn't told you, that I don't want you, and I don't want you, I don't want you, and you keep saying, but I want you. But I want you, and all you're doing is getting yourself into a frenzy of emotional wreck. And this is the thing you got to do. When you realize that something's over, cut the string and keep moving. Keep it moving, all right? Cut the string. Don't be a fool, right? So anyway, I'm sitting there, and this person came over and started talking to me like he was out of his mind. Looked in his eyes, and he looked like he was like on some. Well, I knew he was kind of, let me say this. He had some psychotic episodes with. He had a psychiatrist he was seeing, and he had a medical doctor. So he had pills on pills and pills, and he came unglued. And I was looking at him laughing to myself, saying, you know, what if I was playing with you, and now you didn't cut the string? You could never become a modern day achiever because you have the wrong attitude. And so that was a story today that happened. But what it did, it positioned me to really find some people to help. And so as a result, I was riding bus downtown here in Houston to go somewhere to a center called the Shape Community Center. And I ran into a Caucasian young man, but he was like 30, right? 30. And he was telling me as we engaged conversation, because, you know, God put me in a seat next to him, or at least I did put myself in a seat next to him. You know, God, okay, God doesn't do everything for us. We do things, and God is in us. So let's say it like this. I put myself in the seat. I engage conversation. He shares some knowledge with me about how to avoid my legs being swollen up from what is non-circulation. Now, he told me just like, and he had been bothered with such pain from no circulation, and he had been going to doctors to get them to do something, but no one could ever find it, but they would not just look, they weren't looking at it deep. They were just looking at, say, okay, we'll give you some pills, give you some massages, and that's it. But he said it got so prolonged so bad that one day he got out of his bed and he fell on the floor, and he had to crawl on the floor. And that reminded me of what I had to do. So I said, okay, well, this is interesting. So how did they do this? She said, well, this is what happened. They, the doctor that really proved that he was a doctor, or at least one who was thoughtful enough to really take it serious, my injury, because I don't have any medical benefits. My wife and my four kids, which are not my kids out of my loins, but kids that the wife that I married has, and so they're mine, and that's how we roll as a family. I said, that's great. That's great. You're a man. And so he said that the doctor, he actually used a sonogram like they do for when you're having a child in your stomach and they're trying to figure out, well, what is it, breathing or whatever. So he said they used a sonogram, and they discovered very quickly that he had 99% of his blood clot, channels clogged up, 90%. And he said what they did, they gave him a simple little aspirin. I won't mention the aspirin name, but they gave him an aspirin that solved that problem. So he told me that's what works. So I'm taking aspirins now, right, to relieve my pressure on my non-circulation. So that's what happens. Sometimes things happen for a reason, but just remember to keep it moving and keep on believing. So, okay, so this, I'm going to say my name is Halim the Dream Builder, Dr. Self-Esteem, and I'm going to take you further in who I am as a person. I am a master inspirational success teacher. I'm the world's greatest inspirational success teacher since Napoleon Hill, author of the book Think and Grow Rich. Hold a second here, please. Let me see. I have something I'm reading. Yes. Okay. Noting that who I am, I'm really in process of launching myself to do some extraordinary things to raise money to help you, young people, right? So we got a lot of things on the table, and I want to say those things on the table, we are amassing a lot of people for a telethon that we're planning for 2019 on January 5th, 2019. That would be the 5th, 6th, and 7th, which would be a Saturday, Sunday, and a Monday. And these days are tied to a federal holiday given to Dr. George Washington Carver. Now, Dr. George Washington Carver comes from a slavery experience, as he was raised by the Moses Carver family in Missouri, right? In St. Louis, Missouri. Is this St. Louis? Yeah. Diamond Grove. Well, one of them. Somewhere in St. Louis, right? And as a child, at 9 years old, he was able to do some extraordinary things. Now, he is famously known because some robbers who were white, they came and stole Dr. Little George Washington Carver, and they killed his mother there somehow because she wouldn't let him go. And they took off, and they were, I don't know what they're going to do with him, you know, but they were take off with him. And so Moses Carver followed them on his horse, and then the story is he traded a horse for Little George, right? Now, the horse at that time was more valuable than a little black child or any black adult, because the horse done things to help the farm in terms of cultivation so food can grow. So later he became Dr. George Washington Carver. He became so extraordinary that America gave him a federal holiday on January 5th under a federal law called Public Law 290. And Public Law 290 presented by the 79th or the 79th United States Congress, who passed a bill that was mandated by President Harry S. Truman, and he signed it into law. Now, the thing about this, that this law said on January 5th, all federal buildings were mandated to fly flags, hat, staff in honor of Dr. George Washington Carver. Now, to me, that was super, super presidential, because black people in that time, say, in the 1945, 46, 47, we were still in a state of, like, slavery, on lockdown on slavery, right? So, you know, still today, a lot of black folks are locked down on slavery. I'm going to tell you that's a fact. And I am myself not black, but I am African culture. You know, you might look at me and see I'm black like that color-wise, but I'm just telling you, my ancestors who are currently not protesting the slavery conditions, and so they're going to let another generation end up being slaves, and I'm not going to let that happen. With your help, I'm not going to let that happen. So, anyway, here goes. The telethon is set to deal with the life, legacy, and legend of Dr. George Washington Carver. We have his own Nobel Peace Prize that he never, never, ever received or was nominated by the Nobel Foundation in I think it's there, Stockholm, Sweden. Yeah, somewhere there, back there. Okay, so here's what happened. They started in 1900 with the first award, with the establishment of the Nobel Foundation. Their very first award was issued in 1901, and they never in the first years ever used the category that Dr. George Washington Carver was greatly known for as a creative agricultural scientist. And lo and behold, he didn't die until 1943 on a Friday, Juma, on a full moon. And so the Nobel Foundation actually said to me, when I communicated with them in phone calls and in writing, as I asked them for a posthumous issuance of a Peace Prize award for Dr. Carver, they said in a very much a cynical lying way that they couldn't do it because Dr. Carver had to be nominated while he was alive. And when you look at the record, he was the hottest scientist on the planet. And even today, in his not being here, he still is very, very valuable in the things that he invented. So point is, now we have his own award, and it's going to be on January 5th, 2019. It's called it says the Dr. George Washington Carver, 74th, Federal Recognition Day, National Celebration, and we have the prize. It says the Dr. George Washington Carver Global Prosperity Heritage and Heritage Peace Prize Awards. The Global Prosperity Heritage Inheritance Peace Prize Awards. And that award, we're going to endow his scholarships to help the HBCU colleges to continue to develop in the thought of independence, just like Dr. Booker T. Washington and his whole goal was. So since this money is under what I have created, I'm thinking to give at least maybe $10 million or more to Tuskegee University to preserve its continued status as the only historic black college that is a national park. It has, for example, the national park. They have the Carver Museum on that site at Tuskegee University, and they have the University of Tuskegee itself. So that is very, very historic. And so we don't need to lose any HBCU college. We need to support all of them. That's my goal. And I want to also help with homelessness and a lot of other things, but I don't want to go into those details now. So this particular broadcast today is under what I call Life Success Radio, and on Wednesdays, the topic is, for Wednesdays, is blessed to be blessed, right? Blessed to be blessed, and we have a caveat that says we say miracle warriors, miracle warriors living the dream without excuse. So miracle warriors living the dream without excuses are blessed to be blessed, and they are a whole range of ages. So no one has to be old to receive the opportunity to be interviewed by me, and we do things to help promote them and maybe even endow scholarships in their honor. We are looking for, you know, people to interview under that particular blessed to be blessed, right? And you could call me anytime at 650 area code 921-5131, 650-921-5131. So we've had great interviews with folks, and it's picking up. It's really picking up. Now, so I want to go back to what I was saying about the four, what we call, how do you say it? I said the five movements to independence. Now, I want to say this in a connection. See, there was a guy named Donny Hathaway, and he played like some really nice music in the 60s, 1970s, and in 1972, he made this album called Everything's Everything, right? And so I used to party a lot, you know. I was kind of like, you know, wild, and I was doing things I shouldn't be doing, like smoking marijuana and drinking alcohol and acting a fool just because my peers were doing it, so I was doing it too. But eventually I stopped it, and a lot of them kept doing it, so that's fine. Things happen, but, you know, people have fun, and we make mistakes, but, you know, don't let your mistakes keep you from your future. Just remember that. Don't let your mistakes keep you from your future. So there's a song that he wrote called Everything's Everything, all right? It's Everything's Everything. And it says, like, we hear voices, we hear people, we hear voices, all right? Now, I used to think that he was smoking weed or something because I was smoking weed. I said, Donny Hathaway's hearing voices. Man, what's wrong here? But as I grew up into a 63 years old in 2 months, I realized that the voices he was hearing was God talking to him inside his spirit, all right? Well, him talking to himself. It depends on how you understand it. So he was talking to himself, and he was giving answers to himself, but God in him was giving him the inspiration to actually come up with ideas to help motivate people to do things to help themselves. Like he says that the ghetto. He talked about the ghetto. He has a song called The Ghetto, and it's a powerful song, and it talks about a lot of things about the, you know, the ghetto child and all these things. It's important that you young people see your music today is kind of bip-bop, boobity, bip-bop. It's a game. They just playing mind games with you young people with the music today. But if you look at the 1960s music, in my opinion, it's more the message music than it is it has some boogie down in it too. But the boogie down is tied to a message. And I'll give you some examples. Like I mentioned Donny Hathaway. You should listen to him a lot. You should listen to, say, Gil Scott Heron, who has songs called New Beginnings. He has songs called In the Bottle. You know, $1.09, get a bottle of wine. $1.09, get a bottle of wine. He was telling the truth about what was going on then at that time. And he talked about other things. Gil Scott Heron. You can also listen to Earth, Wind & Fire as one of my favorite of all time, because there was when I got out of high school and I went with the idea to play professional baseball, and unfortunately the opportunity didn't turn out right. Unfortunately, my skin was dark, and that didn't fit into the Minnesota Twins spotlight because they had two people local that they wanted to feature as stars. But they both, in my opinion, played with left feet. They couldn't move. They were very slow, but they were the right complexion for the connection with the Brophy family for the Minnesota Twins. And so racism took me out, but I asked God, I asked myself, can I do something to help myself, right? So for many years, from 1975, I worked really hard in developing things and programs, and I won't go into detail, but there's a lot of programs and things that I've done, and I'll share with you those later. But Earth, Wind & Fire was a very critical songs, and they were really, to me, they were guiding me to my destiny. And I remember my first radio interview on KSOL radio in San Mateo, there off of South Hampton Boulevard. There was a radio station, KSOL 98.1 or 108.7. And the guy who was interviewing me was named Hard Punching Herman Henry, Hard Punching Herman Henry. And he says, "What song would you like to play as introduction?" Now, I had been listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire for so long. I said, "Earth, Wind, and Fire, See the Light, See the Light." And the song was played, and it kind of put me on a journey. So if you listen to the song, it says, I said, "I'm a blossom in the sun, a searching for love. Help me, Lord, help me to grow, so I may reap the fruits of a free and happy soul. Help them see the light, help them see the light, light." Anyway, that song was my theme song for life, and it still is today. And so we are doing a telethon under that same idea. It's called the Modern Day Achievers. It says Heaven Up America 2018. See the light, right? The telethon. So Heaven Up America 2019, see the light. And every year it's going to say 2020, see the light. 2021, see the lights. And we're going to keep doing it every year, until America really sees the light and stop fighting people of color and see the light of, like, truth and love between each other, because we all are from the same family called human beings, and we are not here to make distinction based on racial white supremacy that a lot of people today who are white and consider themselves white, those who are black consider themselves white because they think that the white system is more important than being who they are as the natural crystal black beauties. And so they end up bleaching skin like my friend and brother Michael Jackson did, and they do other things to avoid being identified as black, right, or African consciousness. And so that's something we got to address one day. So I won't go into detail now, but another time I'll certainly share with you those matters. But if you want to talk to me, feel free to call me anytime at my phone. I give you here 650-921-5131, and you could drop me an email note at drsamwell@gmail.com. That's Dr. Sam Well. @gmail.com. That's Sam, common spelling, S-A-M, that's Well, W-E-L-L, I am not sick, @gmail.com. So and then I want to say the telethon goal is to raise $1 billion beginning 2019 and ending 2039, and that will be $50 million a year, and they will go into a foundation that my family and myself have created to teach my children about patriotic duty, not only locally in America, but globally. See, just like you have rich people like what is called Hathaway Berkshire, I guess, and you have Bill Gates, you have even the Clintons have a family foundation, and you have others who, you know, like Facebook guy, I forget his name, Zuckerberg, he has a family foundation, and I got one too. And my family foundation teaches my children and grandchildren how to respond to patriotic duty in helping those who need help without being able to ask. You're supposed to see a need and fill it, and I'm teaching my family and my grandchildren and generations to follow that this foundation, it will be established for that purpose, and it's a family foundation, right? And it's called the Alms Yes Foundation, and Alms is like capital ALMS, and that is like charity, alms giving charity. And we have Alms YES, and then Foundation, and Yes is actually an acronym. It's Y2E2S2, and the Y2 is for youth and young adults, and the E2 is for education and entrepreneurship. And the S2 is for scholarship and success, right? That's the whole idea. We have to support our own. We have to do for self. We have to look at self-sufficiency. We got to model the things that we want our young people to do. And where I got this from is from my working in helping humanity way back from 1975 away until now, and I look at Dr. Booker T. Washington, and I realize the uniqueness that this this man represented, even though historically a lot of people didn't like him, including W.E. Du Bois, including a lot of black Negroes who liked the NAACP, because W.E. Du Bois founded that particular idea of the national colored people, National Association of Colored People. Now that is such a, and I hate hearing the word colored people. No, why can't we say colorless people? Let me tell you why. So if I ask you a question, what is color am I, the cultural me? And I ask you a question, what color am I, the spiritual me? And you might say, well, I look like I'm black, look like I'm Chinese, or I look like a Indian, whatever. I say, I'll accept that. That's my cultural me. But what is my true me, which is my colorless me, which is my spiritual self? And people have a problem finding that. So I say, okay, what color is electricity? They say, I don't know, it's blue or whatever. I say, no, it's invisible. You until you touch your hand on it, put some water and touch it, then you'll spark up and maybe be like the Nutty Professor with all your hair gone. Okay, so I say, well, the atom molecules that are all around us right now, and we can't see them, but they're hitting each other and they're exploding like little nuclear explosions. And, of course, that is energy that is being fused in this creation, and that fused energy, I make this prediction, that is actually holding the gravity on Earth, right? That's my prediction. And so, but I said to you, those when I ask you a question, what color am I, the real me? And they never get it, and I says, okay, colorless. I'm a colorless man. Atoms are colorless. Energy is colorless. So do you get my drift? And this one guy the other day, he started crying like a baby. He was thanking me because somehow I opened his heart to not be racist anymore. Because it's easy to look at exterior and make yourself superior because you think that the exterior of someone who is not in terms of the privileged skin color or the privileged money lifestyle, inferior. So you make predeterminations that these people are like gorillas and apes, and you are flipping history to make it look like you are the original people, and you're not. So I would just encourage you young people to research everything. Don't believe everything. You do your own due diligence until you find the truth. Whatever it is, do your due diligence to find the truth. The truth will set you free. The truth will help you make a whole lot of financial success and a whole lot of friends when you stand up for what's right. So freedom, justice, and equality is a reality for you and me only if we believe. We have a job, and that job is like Job. And Job did his job by not cursing God. And God blessed him to get reconnected with everything he lost, his family, everything, his friends. And so you can expect that you're going to have some ups and downs. And don't let your downs cause you to, part of life, because things happen. And there are people out there who understand how these things happen. And so we have things that we're doing to help you. When I help you, I'm helping me. When you help me, you're helping youth, because I am committed to help the youth more than helping the old people. And I'm not saying it disrespectfully to you old people, because I'm 62, 63 in the next 2 months. So I'm past the point, so I just say 63. But a lot of elderly people become very cynical in their nature. They forget the fact that they were young, and they see young people, and they want to run them over in their car. They want to throw bricks at them in verbal eye stares. They want to throw other things at them, like, well, why don't you get a job? Why don't you get a job? Well, you know what? A job is no longer a reality in America. Really, you need a career pathway, and that escalator has been almost eliminated due to globalization of a lot of companies who are seeing the economy, and their main concern is money, 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 right? So they sell out in America by going overseas and never, ever have an intention of coming back and creating jobs here. But now you find McDonald's and you have fast food chains like, well, let me just say fast food chains that are now using robots to place your orders. So that means that somebody's out of a job. So everything in the future is definitely going to be tied to technology. And we want to help young people have a system of way to prosper despite the technology being the center point of this world. We have systems and we have plans that are we're moving off the drawing board and we're implementing them. So if you have an interest in helping anybody who is a young person under 30, and we assess them very closely now after having a loony one come out today and really was really expressive in a way that I just didn't understand the looniness of what is called ignorance because of the isolation of white supremacy and racism in a, against a cultural person who has skin melanin, skin melanin that certainly hasn't been getting opportunity. And so, you know, he's been affected by white racism, white supremacy, and he doesn't understand that. And so, I can't explain to a fool, and I'm hoping that you're not a fool and you're listening to what I'm saying, that racism, white supremacy, as defined by Francis Cress Welsing, is a global system that's being reinforced by those who consider themselves white. Now, keyword, those who consider themselves white. So you can be Chinese and you think you're white. You can be black, think you're white. You could be Mexican, you could be, think you're white. You could be Arab, think you're white. You could be any culture on this planet and you could think you'd be white, and you are satisfied that you are white enough to fit into white society, and therefore you start worshiping Jesus as a white man on the cross, as God. You start the ideas of believing in white people's, the ice is colder because of the white advertisements that direct you to buy all their products. And so you're caught up in a white world without a hope. And so Modern Day Achievers eliminates that. See, we have to get rid of racism, and racism will make fairness so that we're talking about freedom, justice, and equality for all, one nation for all, one heart, one mind, one band, one sound, one human being, right? That's that has the nature, which is like the nature of the original human being, which we all have to get ourselves back to. And that nature will help save us from what this country, this country is doing with its commitment to racism, white supremacy. So just look around, as they say. Don't be afraid, take a look around. Don't be afraid, take a look around. Yeah, that was a song, I think, about the Stylistics. So that's why, again, I say the 60s music is critically important, young people. So I'm going to invite you to certainly know that I have like a few more minutes here. It's 7 o'clock, I'm cutting off. So right now it's like 5 minutes till, so that's like 7 minutes I have. So let me just in 7 minutes see if I can reach into some other bags of knowledge and share with you. Now, okay, here's the knowledge here that the first shall be last and the last shall be first, right? So our story is found in DNA. We rule the world of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, not the one-drop rule. So what we're saying is that the one-drop rule that determines that white people are superior, it doesn't rule anything in the DNA world. It doesn't prove it. It doesn't rule it. So what I'm saying is that the first shall be last, and right now those first are the white people who think that they are privileged, so therefore they're putting everybody in the second. And I'm talking about privilege is not just white people per se, or we might be more specific and say those who are like what they call albinoism. The albinos are not the only ones who are promoting albinoism of what albinoism supremacy. You have others who think that their lighter skin or their money or whatever they have qualifies them to be, a cheerleader for white supremacy. So what happens is the first shall be last. So you're going first down the tube, and the last shall be first. And that means the people who are at the bottom are coming up. So what it is that you look at a pyramid, you have the dollar, the CNI, and you have that as what is like the top of the pyramid. And then if you took made the reflection at the bottom and you had water, say a river, like on a Nile, and you look at the pyramid on the water, and now it's upside down. So the first shall be last, upside down, and the last shall be first, right side up. And so that's what we're doing in terms of coming to truth. And this is not us, but it's God moving. So you see catastrophes today in California. There's firestorms that have been blasting a lot of havoc, and it's really unreal. And then also here in Texas, where I'm at here in Houston, the water floods have been rising and doing a lot of damage, and that's really biblical as well. And then you have the storms that went around the East Coast and stuff, and, you know, like Katrina, a lot of them became land-borne, and they actually destroyed a lot of people, houses, and property. But people are not asking the question, why is this happening? Well, I know why it's happening. You do, too. You know, when God gets upset at us for not doing what we're supposed to do, this planet don't belong to us, it belongs to him, so he can rattle our little butts off into the sea. So that's what's going on. So our story, which is human being story, is found in DNA, and we rule the world of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, not the one-drop rule. That's set up to give people the impression of inferiority, so you're not going to be fooled by a one-drop rule. You got it? All right, so here goes. Now, I wrote a song, and I got like 4 minutes, so let me say this song. It was my first song I wrote ever in my life when I first became a Muslim, and I'm going to say it in a way that speeds it up so I can make it to make sure before this top of the hour, because that would cut me off with this radio program. But let me say, our sponsor is Reality Books, publisher of Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution. And those books are on for $20, I think $25. You order online and you get the book, you text in. And so you'll hear a commercial shortly when I hang up. But here goes, 3 minutes counting. So I tried to be a star, but I didn't get very far. I pretended to be a saint, but my friends told me, man, you ain't. After years of struggle and taking double, I finally came to realize I needed something more. I turned to God, I turned to heaven. The Creator opened up the door. The first thing he did was to make me strong, and now I know that I belong on earth, so I can give a little more. That's why God opened up the door. It's peace on earth, for we believe that all together we can achieve. He made the earth, he made the sun, he made us all to grow as one. We got to save our children. That's the most important part. We got to save our children. So take the time to train your mind to see the signs. Don't ignore them, that God is one. God is not three in one. God is one. How do you get three in one? You must be doing calculations of some voodooism, right? Three in one. That's not possible. But two in one, two form a baby? Okay, twins, whatever. But listen. This is Helene the Dream Builder, Doctor of Self-Esteem. My phone number is 650-921-5131, 650-921-5131, and the email address is drsamwell@gmail.com. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Until next time, I'll talk to you. God bless.
And now a brief word from our sponsor, Reality Books, publisher of Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution. A short extract from the book, Booker T. Washington and the Black Revolution. God will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. In other words, until they change their way of thinking. Booker T. Washington. Thank you.